I'm not loyal to you.
Okay. Yeah. Let's say he had in mind his own wife. The takfu ev the kachavim came along a goy and put them together. And took his husband, that was supposed to go with the wife, and pushed it together with the yavama. So they were both forced. Ubala, and they had relations. That's how they were both forced, and they are kainah. So how do you know? How do you know that if he didn't have kavana, he's still kind? Told him what we learned. It says in the pasuk, Yavama Yavayalam. It says Yavama Yavayalam. So we dash in mitzvah from here. Now there's a mitzvah, obviously, between chalitza and Yavama, which is the ideal thing to do. The ideal thing to do Yavama. Dovar acha. Another pshat is Yavama Yavayalam. We dash in from there. Bein b'shegig, bein b'mezid. I don't care how Yavayalam anyway. Whether shegig or mezid, whether it's ba'onis forced, that we heard yesterday, or beratzin willingly, fading him out. How can you use the same pasuk for two different dinim? So different. V'ha'afikte le'mitzi, you just said we need the pasuk to tell you there's a mitzvah rather than chalitza. How can then use it to say that even though it's a bal koch and so on? Everything about it. The truth of the matter is le'mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvah, we don't need that pasuk. We have another pasuk. When it comes to chalitza, it says v'im lo yachpaitza ish. If the person refuses, sounds like clearly what? First option is to marry. If it doesn't work, then you do this. Nafka, we learn from there that Yibo is the main mitzvah. Hachafetz, but if he wants to, then we say Yavam, you should go ahead and marry. The Chi also cross, what did the Pasuk Yavam Yavila? Bein b'shegig, bein b'mezid. Whether the b'shegig, he thought it was his own wife, or he thought it was some other woman, and then it turned out to be his wife, or b'mezid, he wanted mizana. Doesn't matter, in Lepoil, you are kaina. Bein b'ayin, remember that. Okay, Tanya, learn the Lebraise. That's a normal way of having relations. And then it says in the pasuk, and if you have relations with this woman, she's also married to you as a yavam. Normal case exclusion wouldn't work, but here it does.
Because you already have a
zikah. Because that's what, because it's exactly. Exactly. The, it says in the pasuk, the yibam. It could have said the yibam instead of the yibma. The yibam be a gemeres book. If it would just said the yibam and there become yivam, so we learn out what concludes this mitzvah. The yibia is gemeres book. The ain kesev v'shtar gemer book. If you gave a kesev v'shtar like an ordinary woman, there's no, it doesn't do anything from a hatayda. But it could have said the yibam. Instead, it says the yibma with an hey. What's the yibma come to teach you? Bal korcha, even against her will, even if she refuses, you can yabim her. Before we had the beginning that she could say no, she can opt out if the guy is a mukashchin. If she has strong grounds, she can say no, but otherwise, she has no bread of a yibma.
What if she's a mukashchin? He can give
chalitza,
you know?
We don't force him, we force her.
Chalitza can give any time, irrespective.
Right. Or he marries and gives her a get straight afterwards. So, anyway, right. You said before, what is Yavam Yavilah? You forget about the fact that you use it for the mitzvah. Didn't you just say a minute ago that this teaches you that how do you marry her? Dafka through be a kedarka. We need the yibma to teach you kedarka. So how can you use any positive b'chal the mitzvah and then teach you the kedarka? So when answers ahu that we need it for milahakim laachiv shayim nafka. For the pasuk says that the purpose of yibam is in order to give your brother the name. Obviously, it has to be a kedarka. If it's not kedarka, not the normal way of having marital relations, how you have children. So that makim shemakim shame dafka in the normal way, which is how you produce a child. So v'chi. So what did the pasuk? What do you call it? So what's the pasuk tell the yibma? That Yavama Yavila to tell you that Bein B'Shegi Bein B'Rotzen. Chiyasa Kra Bein B'Shegi Bein B'Mezid Bein B'Ayin Bein B'Rotzen. Good for us to analyze it. Amar Abiyudah Yosef, he went to sleep. Like Kana B'Vyam, even though we said you could do B'Ayin Bein B'Rotzen, all these things, but you have to be conscious. If you're asleep, you're not Yetzir. Rashi said the reason why you're not Yetzir because you're not a Bardas. Taste to ask a question of cotton, if it is Kana, even though it's not cotton, not a Bardas. It's not a question of Bardas, it's a question that you have no idea what you're doing. Child knows what he's doing at least on his level. He have no idea because you're asleep. Because we have no limud to tell you that. When it comes to Yibam, to the Yavma, you have to know what you're doing. It says the pasuk, the way it says, you have to be aware of what you're doing.
We just
said
before,
he has a kind of Yibam. No, he's saying it's a Svara. I'm not a Bardas, or because he has no idea what is going on. Not about the time he's not mature. So it says, what? Cotton can marry. We had 9-year-old cotton can already marry a Yavam. It's long you shaykh to be. So now he must sleep, you're not kind. How do we know? Dama Kroh says, Bosa, Yavam Yavale, Ad Mechabel Ola Shem Bia, Yavoyele, means you have to know what you're doing, be conscious of what you're doing. I mean, it doesn't matter, you have to have in mind beer as Yavam, because we just learned Beshegging and Oinis and all that, but you have to have in mind Bechlal, idea of beer. Then we don't care what you had in mind, but at least you have to know your Maisa what you're doing.
We brought yesterday in Kishel Das, so how's the chance to have beer Bechlal unless you have
we gave some examples. You were on the roof, you were. Yeah, well, all that kind of stuff.
All right.
Everyone details. But Tanya, we learn Ben Yashin, whether you're up or you're asleep, whether you're asleep. Ema Ben Ara Ben Yashin, whether she is asleep or whether she's up. We don't care about her. All we care about is him. But Tanya, let me know Ben Yashin, who he said, but I say, even him, doesn't matter if he's asleep. Ben Ara Ben Yashin, or whether she's asleep or not. So it's a fetish, about him, we don't care. How can you say it has to be up? We're talking about the different grades of sleep. When we say that asleep, he is koine. We're talking about mesnamnem adremel. What do we mean mesnam? He's dozing off. What do we mean dozing off? Amarav Ashi Nim. We have this in many places. Nim v'leinim tiv v'leitir. Sleep is asleep. Up is not up. He's asleep, not asleep. He's up, he's not up. What do you mean? Keep going. Did Carly call by his name? But only he'll say yeah. But the yodla do so. The moment you ask him anything that requires thinking, he's out of it. If you remind him later, remember you said this and this. At first, you won't remember, but you remind him the conversation. They say, "Oh yeah, I remember that." So this slightly up. So then you kind of, sorry.
The witnesses were there.
Witnesses, no. You know. This is like, you know, a normal shir. A normal shir. The people in the shir are nim v'loinim, tiv v'loitiv. We learned yesterday that if you're standing on a roof and you fell down, you landed right on top of a woman, you owe her four things: for her causing a damage, and for causing her she can't go work, and for causing her medical bills and pain. What about shame? Says the Gemara, if you meant lekana, you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv for shame. No matter, ain't chayiv. All the boishes that she's gavin. Because when it comes to shame, the whole idea of shame is psychological. So when are you chayiv for shame? At least you're kavod. Everything else is a physical thing. So as long as you did the physical thing, that's it. But if you comes to shame, since you had no idea what you're doing, her shame also is a lot less because it was an accident and you had no idea what you were doing. So therefore, there's no shame there. So the Gemara writes. And how do you work out the damage? You work out what should we be worth on the slave market before this happened and after this happened. Yeah. I'm not sure why exactly her value should reduce because this happened as a slave. So as a slave, is that the main purpose of buying a slave? I guess, no, we learned, ain't chayiv, ala boisha, just kavan tiyah kavana. Amar Avraham said, and you want another example, is kavan lahatiyach bekoisel. He was sort of rubbing himself against the wall, and then he tirbi vemte. Turned out to be the wall was a woman, and he was a sister-in-law. Like Connor, that's it. You're not Connor. Here he had no intention whatsoever for beer, even though he had kisha, but he had no intention for beer. Lahatiach bebehema, but he had intention for beer with an animal, bestiality. The tirbi vemte, and turned out to be was a human, a sister-in-law, Connor. He's gone over here. You thought you were having a relationship with a cow, which means just a stall. Relief means rubbing against. Yeah, but Tiach Behemoth means. Yeah, Tiach over here means Shem Beer. He had in mind Shem Beer. Look, Mechabla Shem Beer boiling. Mars is clearly right here. He had in mind beer. We learned also in the Mishnah to make a difference. If you're consummating or you're just starting, how do you know that just starting is already considered your kind? How do you know when it comes to an erva, you're already even avada, just starting the relation, just starting to have beer, not the consummation? It says the pasuk, ish asha yishkav as ish of a man is related to the woman. Who turns out to be the someone that's also to her. And then says, Vagila es ervas, revealed her erva as makoida. Her discrete parts. He was mada. So it says clearly, Taita has Mekoida had. All he did was he initiated the what do you call it? This Milia. It's talking about being a Nida. And if you know, you have a relationship with a Nida, we call it Hera. So see, by Nida, clearly, Ha'ara is like consummating. Beginning the relationship is just as bad as consummating. Mikan la Rabbanat Taita. For me, we know that. Ha'ara's bad Taita. All we know from me is Ashka Nida when it comes to Nida. Shara Rabbanat Taita. I know any with incest or anything else, just Ha'ara's. Maybe you have to consummate before you, Gemar Bia, before you're liable. Tell me very simple. Neil of Manida, once you know by Nida who's Chayiv Karis, that Hara is sufficient to be Chayiv Karis, and every, why should any other ever be different? I can say there's another Chumra by Nida. Mala Nida, she came at Tama's boiler. You have relations with your wife, it's your wife. But Nida, you become Tummy. If you have a relation with your sister, you don't become Tummy. So there's a Chumra by your sister. Maybe that's why we say over there, even Hara is Asr. Ella, as you learn out, me H is Och. We'll learn out for your brother's wife. See, if it says by your brother's wife, it says the ish asher yikaches eishes achiv. If you take your brother's wife, the Torah calls a nidhi. Why is the Torah called a nidhi? What way is she a nidhi? V'chi eishes achiv nidhi. How do you know she's a nidhi? Maybe she went to the mikveh. Why are you calling nidhi? That I we learn from nidhi regarding your sister-in-law. What do you learn from nidhi regarding sister-in-law? That just like a nidhi, just the commencement of the relationship is already chayiv karis. You're liable. Same thing over here. Ela v'kinid like a nidhi. Ma nidhi baro, just starting it. Avish lo baro, starting it. Oh, but there's a chumah meishesach as well. Male eishesach, you know the chumah meishesach is she can't be yodel le rabbis. You can your brother can continue adding as many women as he wants, and every single woman he adds becomes another eishesach. Since you can increase the iser, has a chumah, you can increase the iser. So maybe over there also hara is sufficient. The boy, yodel rabbi, the boy mekadesh v'azil, ki alpha. If he wants, he can have 1,000 wives. Interesting. Is there anything where a man can have 1,000 wives? Yeah. So any other arroyos? Maybe no. We know a king can have 18. We had before we had before an 18 should have more than 4, so he can become einer. So melchad, yeah, but even a verify for that, the Sanhedrin will tell us when we get there. So any other arayis that has to do with through marriage, for example, your father's wife, you could have married 1,000 wives also, or your daughter-in-law, your son could have married 1,000 wives, or your mother-in-law, your father-in-law could have married 1,000 wives, or your but your natural mother or your natural sister or your daughter, that's it. This daughter can be more than what she is. She's only a daughter. She's only one mother. Only one daughter. This daughter can only be one. So over there, maybe there's no over there. Hara is not like consummation. Ella Asya, what do we learn out of all the rois this way? From the sister of your father, the sister of your mother, and that particular woman can't be more than what she is. It says in the pasuk, the erva is imcha v'achois avicha, the erva, the sister of your mother, the sister of your father, loisa galad don't reveal. Why? Ki eshe edoi, because your relative, he'ora, what? Your relative, you just revealed her hera, you just had a relationship, and use the word hara, which is the commencement of relationship. So we see that even there, so all our eyes are covered. Pretty much again, there's a chumra. Ikel mifra malachis avachis. You know why the sister of your father's mother, she came eastel habom me'elav. There's nothing that you did. It's not because you married somebody. That is, it's an eastel that comes by itself. You have a mother, there's a sister, so he's also to you. So therefore, you know your mother, your sister, your daughter. But what about if those women that became asr through marriage? They had to do something before they became asr. Prior to that, they were not asr to you. Your brother's wife. And now they got married, they became asr to you. How do you know over there that hara is like the commencement? So you want to say, you're right. Mechadlas, he can learn from everyone has a certain chumra, but teise chadra metarti, let's learn from two. You want to say, hey, which two you want to combine? There's three cases we had here. We had anida, we had through marriage, and we had those that come me'elov. So which one do you want to add? Hey, Taysa me'eches ach v'achos up from your brother's wife, or your father's sister, your mother's sister, malahana shekain isun shum she'er. All of these are us through your wife, through it became also through your wife, and therefore you can do as many as you want. Your brother can marry as many women as he wants. You can increase the east as much, since it was an action. You can increase as much as this. It's automatic. You can do as many as you want. And because you do as many as you want, there's a chumra there. Teisei, let's learn from Nida and Achois of Achois Ein. Right? Combine Nida and Achois of Achois Ein. Malahana, Shekin Isa, Ba Me'elov. Both of them, Isa come from itself. Nida comes from itself, and so does your father's sister. So maybe there's a chumra there. You didn't have to do any act to make it happen. Ella Taysa, Menida, let's learn from Nida and Eishazach. There you have to do something, Eishazach, and Nida is by natural. The my pirch, what can you ask over here? Maskul Lord of Achrevik, I can still ask. Malah Nida, Eishazach. what causes the ear? Shekain ein lehem hete bechayosim. The cause of the isa, as long as the cause of the isa is there, there's no way that it's mutter. For example, while though she's bleeding, she's menstruating, she'll always be a nidah. There's nothing you can do about it. You got to make her from Haibiz Morgan, she's a nidah. While your brother is married to your, to this woman, you can never marry her, ever. And not only that, if your brother divorces this woman, as long as your brother's alive, you can't marry her either. You can't marry Eshazach ever. It's only if your brother dies. But as long as your brother's alive, there's nothing, no way you can ever marry her. So the Isra always remains. Mashenken, a man's wife, the man dies. She becomes mutter to you. Tame Eshazach, a married woman, she can't catch the head. Even the husband divorces her. The husband's alive. You can marry this woman. So there's a chumra over there. That's why the haraz us. You're telling me only us while the Easter is there. As soon as the cause is gone, the mutter, we know that a nida, even though she stopped menstruating, she's going to mikveh the whole life. She's also nida. We know when it comes to nida. It's not just that. You also need mikveh. You also need days. You have to wait 7 days. That time is the age is but boy, also by the wife of her brother, it has to do with kids. If she did have kids, even though he died, he'll never become mutter. You assumed automatically that after the Easter is gone, they become mutter. If your brother had kids with this woman, then even if he dies, you can never marry her again. Ella Parukh, I should ask. Malin need the Vajra Shakin Ain Oisan Matirin. That the thing that causes Isa does not have the kayach to be matter ever. You have to wait sometime for other causes as well to be mutter. Mashenke, Taim Ajadich, a married woman, Sha Oisa, who caused her that she you cannot marry her? Her husband. Matida, when he's gone, is mutter. So therefore it's a kula. Maybe over there Haroz is not an Isa. Whoever does from these abominations and says the positive nichusu on the fashas or oises and should be kikaris. So we this is a summation of all the arayas. So what we learn from there, hukshu kolo arayas kul nida all compared to nida, because in this positive summation they compare all the arayas to each other. And one of those are included with nida. Ma nida baharos, but nida we find clearly the haroh is what asses. I've called baharos. So we have the hekish. Why does the Torah have to spell out the word nida? So how come by your brother's wife the Torah says nida he don't marry her? What if they add the word nida? What do we add by calling her a nida? That's not the reason why she's asking because she's a nida. So why Bachal even say that? The nida is lumbly. Why need it by your brother-in-law, by sister-in-law? It's lavuna. How do you know a clue from the Torah you should marry a sister-in-law? Before your mother has a chance to conclude. That's the mitzvah of Yibam. What do you mean, how do you know a clue about the mitzvah of Yibam? All we know is the mitzvah to marry a sister-in-law after your brother dies. How do you know you're not allowed to marry her while your brother's still alive? It's obvious, isn't it? After your brother passes away, you're allowed to marry her while your brother's alive. Even though they're divorced, they're not a married woman anymore. What's the right from that? The Dilma Lacha Mitzvah Baila, after your brother passes away, Mitzvah. There's a Mitzvah to marry this woman. Aber Bechaye Baila, while the brother is alive and he divorced her, there's no Mitzvah, but who said you're not allowed to? Rishus. Maybe that's a shot. How do you know you're not allowed to? How do you know you're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law if your brother divorced her? Why not? Like any other married woman. How do we know? Inami Lacha Mitzvah Baila, in Bechaye Baila. Or even if you want to say, even argue. Now we know that that not only is a mitzvah, but you're allowed to marry after your brother dies. But while your brother's alive, you're not allowed to marry her, but it won't be a lav, only I say. Loi v'lav, but because only I say, knows you don't get malchus or anything else, therefore, amakro, it says in Pasik, that's what the Gemara gives, Pasik is a clue. A man who lives with his brother's wife, and he calls her nidahi. Why is it called her a nida? Even though one day she might become mutter to you when she goes to the mikveh and the day's over. But during the interim, you get a chiv of karis. Same with your brother's wife. It could be, first of all, she's mutter to other people. Afterwards, she's mutter to you if the brother passed away. Why was alive? Even though he gave her a divorce, there is kares. Okay. So, okay, so we explain why the Teddy's word nida when it comes to Eishazach. But why does the Teddy have to spell out hara when it comes to Achay Simai, since we learn a Hekish, that all our rayas are the same. And there it says hara, so we automatically know, and which we learned from nida, nida says clearly hara, so we know every hara. Why is it spelled out by Achay Simai? Why did it spell that out for? We already know from the Hekish. When you have another question, we'd ask Rav. What about he had homosexuality? But you didn't have it consummated, you just started. Mau. Yechayv kot. Bezochur. Mishkeve isha ksiva. What's the shayla? It says in the anybody who has relations with another male, like a woman. And by woman, we just said the hara is asa. So why should you think Mishkeve zochur ain't different? Ella hamada bebehema, bestiality is forbidden. What about if he didn't consummate? You just started. Mao, what's it in there? Amalei im ene inyan da hara the sibig abachoyzoch adam. Since by your father, sister, your mother, sister says hara, we don't need it there because we already have the hekesh. The asya behekesha med rabbiyena the hekesh rabbiyena to no inyan la hara the behema. Therefore, say has to do with hara behema. Mechdi, we look what so we use it for behema that even hara is also. Mechdi behema chayv in misa bezni. Behema is chayv in misa bezn. My time oksiva larod lega bechayv krisis lochela. Behema is a totally different category. I can understand if you tell me the harod that says b'chayis of where the punishment is kodesh. We don't need it for a chayis of. We need it for something else where the punishment is kodesh. Okay, I can understand. Yeah, here's misa de adam. This you get killed over here. So you get killed over here. Why would we learn out the din of harod? How one behaves from kodesh? Lichter got Mrs. Bezen. The nail of Mrs. Bezen, Mrs. Bezen. If the Tater, that the Tater wanted a hint, they should have written it somewhere by Mrs. Bezen. For example, your mother or your mother in law, you get Sreifa. Okay, there's a Mrs. Bezen. And then the Tater should have inserted the word Hara there and then use it for Behema. Actually, why don't you ask a better question? Why did the Tater just say it by Behema? Why say it somewhere else?
And they have to learn across.
And look across, but there's no point in that. The Gemara. Since I did the kula krodosh asi, the entire pasuk about your father, sister, your mother, sister, every part of that pasuk comes into your drosha. So therefore, we decided to put the hara there as well. So binami ha milsa the drosha, my drosha. What's the drosha? You're saying this whole pasuk, the entire pasuk, teach your drosha. What's the pasuk? The tanya will learn ervas achoisa vichalois segale. Don't have relations with the sister of your father. Bein mina of whether this sister only shares a common father with your father. Whether she shares a common mother only with your father, either one, even only a half brother, a half sister, you already chayv. Ata oime, you say bein mina ava bein mina aim. Ayna ela mina ava lein mina aim. Maybe it's only paternal. Maybe how do you know that it could be even maternal? Maybe only if they share a common father, your father and this woman, then it's also you get a kodesh. But if they don't, maybe don't. The dinu, and it makes sense. Chayiv kam, you chayiv here, chayiv b'chayisa, and you chayiv for your sister, your own sister. Ma'ach, here's your father's sister and your own sister. Ma'ach, chayisa, it comes to your own sister. It makes no difference, bein mina of, bein mina ein, whether it's your paternal or maternal. Avkan, so too, your father's sister, it makes no difference, bein mina of, bein mina ein. That's one way of looking at it. Oi, I can argue, klach l'derazu. There's another way of approaching it. What's the other way of approaching it? Chayiv kan, you chayiv for your father's sister, v'chayiv b'dedosa, and you chayiv for your uncle's wife. Ma doidosa, just like when it comes to your uncle's wife, your father's brother. When do we say your father's brother's wife is usher to you only if your father's paternal brother? But if it's your father's maternal brother, his wife is not also to you. So afkal of here also, maybe when it comes to your own sister, or it comes to your father's sister, mina of leminay, only paternal sister, not your maternal sister. Question: do you compare your aunt, your father's sister, to you, to your own sister, because the sisters are similar, or do you compare it to your aunt, to another aunt, because that same generation, your father's brother's wife? So your father's sister should be like your father's brother's wife. There's paternal, there's also paternal. Which one do you compare to? Nidu lemi daima. Donin isad habome elav, bisabai elav. A sister is a natural thing. So your sister and your father's sister, which you compare to each other, which means what? No difference, paternal or maternal. Valtechicha, don't bring in here, doidosa, your uncle's wife. She'ain isad habome elav. It doesn't happen automatically. It had to go via marriage to make good relation. Therefore, it's different. Is that how we look at it? So therefore, we'll say that your father's sister resembles your own sister, not your father's brother's wife. Maybe go another approach. done in Krevi of Mikrevi. It's a different generation. So if you want to know your father's sister, who do we compare to? It's a different generation compared to your father's brother's wife, which are the same generation. And over there, it's only paternal. The Al Techiach Achoshen, don't introduce your sister, Shekrevi Atme. It's your own role. Talmud Leimer, the word says, Ervas Achoshen Vichalei Segala, the Ervav Achoshen Vichalei Segala, Bein Mina Av, Bein Mina Eim. That's why we need this pasuk. The Erva of your sister, of your father's sister, to teach you, it makes no difference, paternal or maternal. Ervas Achoshen Vichalei Segala, Bein Mina Av, Bein Mina Av. Okay, true, but we're saying the whole pasuk is extra. So why does it spell both? Erbas achoysi vich erchas achoysi mecha. Why does it spell Erbas bein amir? Bechede, since you told me that the sister of your father makes no difference paternal maternal, so obviously the sister of your mother also makes no difference paternal maternal. Why does it have to spell it out? Erbas achoysi vich erchas bein amir lamali lemichtebe achoys ab lamali lemichtebe achoysim nader to achoys ab. Why does it repeat again? Achoysim. We need it. If we only told you by your father's sister, because when it comes to your father's sister, it's your father's family, and therefore your yichus goes through your father's family. It always says in the Torah when it comes to counting the Eden, lebeis avosam. We always look at the father's side. Okay, so your father's sister is usher. Who said it's also erva if you have a relationship with your mother's sister? Maybe it's not really family. Your mother's sister, your mother 100% is your mother because she was pregnant with a child and we see the child born. But how do you know? The Gemara Chulin tells us that we never know our father's or our father. We only because we follow the rules of Reiv, that's how we know we believe in Reiv. Reiv Bilas Achrabal. Sorry? Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Listen,
you know how many guys think I'm Label Wolf or Hershkuba? Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to stop?
People thought I was Jedwab. You look identical. Separated at birth. Okay. Where are we? I'm the choice of Emma Lai, Emma, maybe now, Tzricha, but they, okay. And we took for a pshitas that your uncle's wife, the pshitale le tada de bina of lemon aim, you decided clearly.
I better stop. Yeah.
So, you said the pshitas that the uncle's wife is only on the paternal side. How do you know? How do you know? Maybe it's also the maternal side. Maybe also the uncle, your brother, your father, brother on the mother's side, his wife is also you. Says the mother. The doidasa, your aunt, the pshit, your uncle, the pshit, let the tali mina of the name, only your father's brother who shares a common father and mother. Minole, how do you know? Omar Rava says, Rava, asya doidoi, we compare an uncle to an uncle. Ksiv hacha, here it says in the pasuk, ervas doidoi gila, it says if a person sleeps with his aunt, he's revealing the erva of his uncle. Ksiv hasam is another pasuk.
Father's brother's what?
We don't know. Now the question is, does it mean his father's brother on his father's side or his father's brother on the mother's side? We don't know. But there's another pasuk which talks about uncle. When it says over here to redeem an eved who was sold to a guy, it says there, oi doidoi, oi ben doidoi, either his uncle, oi ben doidoi yigalenu, should save him. And we say, malhalan, just like over there, mina of. Because Mitzvah Gula, we know it's the father's side, but like mina aim, not the mother's side, not the father who shared a common mother with this person. Afkan mina of lemina aim. We keep saying uncle, uncle. Nuvahos minolon. Who told you over there means taka that have the same father, same mother as well. On makra, it says in the pasuk, somebody relative to mishpachtoi, and we just said mishpachtoi in the base of Isam, the paternal side. Yigalenu mishpachas of kru mishpacha, mishpachas aim, ainu kru mishpacha. Mishpachim is not called a mishpacha. Now starts another Gemara, which is very complicated. We'll have to start it tomorrow. Please come on time. To work out the family tree in the next one is going to be...